నమస్తే నాథ భగవన్ శివాయ గురురూపిణే విద్యావతార సంసిద్ధ్యై స్వీకృత అనేక విగ్రహ నమాయ నమ రూపాయ పరమార్థైక్య రూపిణే సర్వజ్ఞానద మమభేద భాన వేచద్గణాయ తే స్వతంత్రాయ దయాక్లుప్తాయ విగ్రహాయ శివాత్మనే పరతంత్రాయ భక్తానాం భవ్యానాం భవ్యరూపిణే వివేకినాం వివేకాయ విమర్శాయ విమర్శినాం ప్రకాశినాం ప్రకాశాయ జ్ఞానినాం జ్ఞానరూపిణే పురస్తాత్పార్శ్వ్యాపృష్టే నమస్కొర్యానుప్రేత సదామచ్యుత్ రూపేణ విదేహి భవదాసనమిత్యం పంచమశ్లోకే స్తువీ దేతమాన సహ ప్రాత ప్రభో సమయ జవాస దివసం భవేత్ శివాది గురుభ్యో నమః. ఓకే, సో ఇట్ హస్ బీన్ క్లోజ్ టు అ మంత్ సిన్స్ వీ హ్యాడ్ అవర్ లాస్ట్ సెషన్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రావెలింగ్ అగైన్ టుమారో అండ్ and I still do not know how many weekends or how the next following weekends are going to be and my connections are going to be. So I did not want to miss this weekend, this opportunity today. So the importance of satsang in any spiritual path is apparent by these Saturday sessions. So when we had this Saturday session continuously, we felt connected and we feel as if that some learning was happening constantly. We felt the spiritual engagement with the Guru and the Guru Mandalam in addition to whatever anushthanams we performed daily. If this loss of connect feeling can happen within few weeks, imagine what would happen when there is no connect for months together. This is why the Shastras require Guru Darshanam, Guru contact as frequently as possible. Just the Darshanam is enough to keep the connection intact and potent. So with that intro, what is the topic for the day? Yeah, whoever is not on mute, go to mute. Jayashree, I think you are not on mute. So I did not know what the topic was going to be today and had some requests also. Sailesh wanted Deepavali Tattvam. Pant wanted Saundari Lahari series started. And Srikanth wanted to start Lalita Sahasranamam. And there are so many other things. I got so many other requests too. And I did not know what I was going to cover. So suddenly, only yesterday I got this thought. And of course, this thought is not going to be through me, right? It has to come from above. So, so you all might have been thinking that we covered the entire Devi Mahatmyam topic and we know who the to whom the puja need to be performed. How are you going to do it for next year? You have received all the inner meanings, the tattvas of the devatas, the guna manifestation dimension of Adi Lakshmi, till the Trishaktis, Mithunas, Dasamatrikas, including Shivaduti, and their Bhairavas, Navadurgas or Dashadurgas, including Vanadurga. There are 10 Adhyaya Devatas, excluding the Trishaktis. We also talked about including Kala, Mrityu, and Simha. These pujas would also include 64 Yogini Mandalas, Bhairava Pujas, Shodasa Matra Mandala Pujas, Navagraha Mandala Puja. So whatever we do during the Bahayakramam will happen during this puja as well. All these rahasyas have been covered in detail in the last several months. Now, we all know that this is given in Markandeya Puranam, while discussing about the Sarvani Manu. Interestingly, this stayed at the guna manifestation dimension and we went into great detail. We all know there are other dimensions and we have seen those, several of those we're covering, Varivasya Ragasyam. But even within this guna dimension, there is one point where the Pradhanika Ragasyam simply makes one statement and moves on. That statement is, Mahamaya creates the base coat. We talked about this primer coat, remember? During the Srishti process, she simply creates this base coat and then begins the guna-related manifestations. The Trigunatmika simply states that she is of all three gunas and does not talk about any proportions in it. The proportions come into play only when the base coat is formed, called the Mula Prakriti. How this base coat is performed, what are the details within this, how is this entire nature created, Devi Mahatmyam is silent. It simply moves on, assuming that the sadhaka would figure that out. The high-level details are provided in the fifth-level chapter, and the real details are provided in a different Purana. That's not included in Devi Mahatmyam, not in Markandeya Purana. So I thought, why not take you all for that ride for the next few weeks? Okay, so going into details of what this nature is. What is this Mula Prakriti? That Prakriti, just that one thing. And how is this nature created? Right, so we know that that base code happened and the Prakriti is created and we just move on. So how did these trees were formed? How are those animals formed? How are these jivatmas created? Who is responsible for these things? All those things. That's silent. Devi Bhantam is silent completely. So are you all ready for that ride? For that, we need to look into different Purana, not in the Markandeya Puranam. There's a different Puranam. That Purana is called Brahma Vaivartya Puranam. There is a complete khandam called a Prakriti khandam, which only talks about this one Prakriti Tattvam. It's a big chapter, goes to a big khandam, close to like 64 chapters in it. And it goes on extensively and on how this Prakriti creates all these that we enjoy. This is a Vaishnava Puranam actually. So it has a prominence for Vishnu as the Brahman. But for us, it doesn't matter. As you are analyzing the Tattvam behind, you can call Brahman as Vishnu or Shiva, or Rudra, or Bhairava, or Ganesha, or Lalita. It doesn't matter. Our main job is to get it of the Nama and Rupa, isn't it? I've talked about this different, what differentiates Jiva and Brahman. Asti, Bhati, Priyam, Nama, Rupam. These five are needed to have a Jivatma. If you remove the Nama and Rupam, then you become the Brahman. So this is why you see Nama in Lalita Sahasranamam, Nama Rupa Vivarjita, right? So let's say Puranas call it Vishnu or Rudra or Shiva or Lalitamba, it doesn't matter to us. For us, we look into those as energy and matter, unmanifested and manifested. Okay? So if it says Krishna created this or Vishnu created this or Vishnu Shakti or whatever, or some other Puranas calling Shiva Shakti, it doesn't matter to us. It's matter and Shakti. It's Brahman and it's Prakasha Bindu and Vimarsha Bindu. We stay at that level. Okay? But this Prakriti Khandam is very beautiful in giving details on how Prakriti further manifests. Even if you have the Vaishnava Puranam when it comes to the manifestation, Vimarsha aspect, it is impossible without the Shakti. Isn't it? So this whole khandam talks about the Sarvam Saktimayam Jagat. The Devi Mahatmyam 11th chapter, 6th sloka says, Vidya Samasta Tava Devi Bedaha Striyas Samasta Sakala Jagatsu Poyekaya Purita Mambayetate Kate Stuti Stavya Paraprovaktihi. The details of this sloka is given in this Prakriti Khandam of Brahma Vaivarta Puranam. Here it gets into details of how Mahamaya, as the Prakriti primer coat, establishes this whole universe. The first line of this Prakriti Khandam talks about the five main Shaktis that are responsible for this. This whole thing is given as a sambhashanam between Narada and Narayana. Narada being Sishya, asking Narayana, how is this whole process happening? Okay, there are three khandams in this Puranam. The first is the Brahmanda Khandam, how this whole Brahmandam is created. Brahma basically is created. Then how Brahma creates this Prakriti. And then there is a Ganesha Khandam, how Ganesha is created. So three different things. So we are in the middle Khandam, which is the Prakriti Khandam. So this goes like this. Narada Uvacha, Ganesha Janani Durga, Radha Lakshmi Saraswati, Savitri Vaisishti Vidav Prakriti Panchada Sruta. So we have these five Saktis. We are aware of these five Saktis of Prakriti called Durga, Radha, Lakshmi, Saraswati and Savitri. Avir Babuva Sakena Kavasa Jnaninamvara Kimva Tad Lakshanam Bruhi Sa Abhavat Panchada Katam. How did they form? What is their form? What are their characteristics? How did they get split into five? Why five? These are the questions asked by Narada. Sarvatam charitam puja vidanam katam ipsitam avataram kutra kasyas tanmana vyakhyatu marhasi. Can you tell me their background, worshipping methods, their avatara stories, etc.? So this is a question. The first three slokas of this Prakriti Kandam is these three slokas asked by Narada to Narayana. And Narayana starts giving the explanation. Prakriti Lakshanam Vatsa Kova Vaktum Chamo Bhavet Kinchitadapi Vakshami Yachudam Dharma Vaktrataha. Is it even possible to explain about the characteristics of Prakriti? Whatever little I understood when Dharma explained to me, I'll share with you. Okay, so Dharma gave that upadesam to Narayana himself. Prakrishta vachakaha pascha prascha kritischa srishti vachakaha. Prakrishta vachakaha prascha kritischa srishti vachakaha. Srishtau prakrishta yadevi prakriti sa prakirtita. Pra stands for prakrishta and kriti stands for srishti. Okay, which is creation. Prakrishta means, it's mean extraordinary or superior. Okay, so making an extraordinary creation is the meaning of Prakriti. Srishto Prakrishta sa Devi, Prakriti sa Prakirtita. The Devi that makes an extraordinary creation or superior creation is called Prakriti. Gune Prakrishta sattve, Prakrishta sattve, cha prashabdo vartate srutau, madhyame krishcha rajasi, Tishabdas tamasi smritaha. Another way of looking at this. Pra stands for sattugunam, kru stands for rajogunam, ti stands for tamogunam. Having the three gunams in balance is called prakriti. Trigunatma surupa sa sarvasakti samanvita. So it's all in balance. The next one. Pradhana srishti karane prakriti ste nakatyate prathame vartate prascha kritisya srishti vachakaha. Sushte Radhya Chasadevi Prakriti Sa Prakirtita. Pra stands for Pradhanam, the priority, prime. Kriti is again Srishti. So when creation is the primary action of whatever Devata, that Devata is called Prakriti. Okay, so that's another explanation for that. Just the word Prakriti is giving all these meanings. Narayana is giving these meanings in this Puranam. Okay, and then Yogenatma srishti vidau vidarupo babuvasaha umamsha dakshinardhango vamanga prakriti smritaha. Prakriti itself is an union of two. The right is masculine, which is the purusha. The left is the feminine, which is the prakriti. Sacha brahma swarupa syat maya nitya sanatani yatatma cha tata shaktir tatagno dahika smrita. Brahman itself created the maya, which is sanatani, which is everlasting. We saw how Adilakshmi as Brahma Vimarsha Shakti has Mahamaya within, and this same concept is explained here in the as Sanatani. How can this be Sanatani? So they give this analogy where it's just like heat is always there within the fear, the fire. Mahamaya is always within Brahman. Atayeva hi yogindraha stri pumbedam namanyate sarvam brahmamayam brahma chach. Chachra Brahmashtrasva Prasyati Narada. If we see the fire as masculine and heat as the feminine, then where is the scope of seeing them separate? One ceases to exist without the other. Hence, yogis do not differentiate anything as masculine and feminine. We see Agni as Agni, not the masculine part or the feminine part. Extrapolating the same concept, we see everything as Brahman only. Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagat is what we should see here. Svecha mayasya cha sa Sri Krishnasya sistrakshaya sa avirbhuva sakasa mula prakriti ishwari. So this Mahamaya, when she did the base coat, it is called mula prakriti. Here, when you say Sri Krishnasya, you can say Brahmasya, whatever. Okay. So that Brahma, because of Brahma's icha, it did the base coat, and that is called Mahamaya did this, and that is called the mula prakriti. Tadagnyaya panchavida srishti karmani bhedataha atha bhavatanuraudhadva bhaktanugraha vigraha. This mula prakriti splits herself into five so that it is easier to comprehend for the sadhakas, for the bhaktas. Before I jump into the details of these five devis, there are eight more devis that forms to assist these devis as well. So there are 13 shaktis in total. In the next few sessions, we'll be looking into the details of these devatas only. What are those 13 devatas? Mola Durga, we already saw, right? Radha, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Savitri. We saw those five devatas initially. That's how Narada started the whole question. And then there are more Shaktis. When Narayana is explaining, he will also talk about the other Shaktis, which are Shashti Devi, which is also called Devasena, then Tulasi, Mangala Chandika, Manasa, Dakshina, Vasundara, and Swaha. Okay, so they go through these Devatas. We are familiar with these names. Yeah, so they come in some Kavachams and Sahasranamas, but we have never thought that they are Shaktis involved in the primordial Srishti process itself. Isn't it? So we also have proper Upasana Kramas for all these Devatas. And we are looking into these Tattvas. What is the point in talking about these Puja methods, which are outward Bahiryagam, outward techniques? I'm sure this question would come into your minds. When we do Tattva Shodhanam after the Puja is done, we do it so that we contemplate on the 36 Tattvas on a daily basis and state each of those understanding what those are and how to merge one into the other and take it all to the state of Shiva. Is it easy? Absolutely not. Is it impossible? Absolutely not. But it takes a lot of practice. Prakriti is the first one. When we do the Tattva Shodhanam, we start with Prakriti Ahankara Buddhi Manasotra. Prakriti is the first one we look at in the Anavamalam, isn't it? So in Atma Tattvam, we start from Prakriti only, and that is the root. Now this Mula Prakriti is the base that holds all the other Tattvas within the Anavamalam intact. Without this, everything else will fizzle away. So contemplating on this is key. If you're capable enough to contemplate and contemplate and contemplate and are able to dissolve and merge one Tattva into another, great. But what about other Pasujanas within the Sadhakas? Those backbenchers, don't they have any other option? For their sake, these mantras and upasanas are given. These vidhis are given in detail that explains what the mantra is, how many times should these be chanted to attain the Tattva Siddhi, what are the puja methods, etc. So we'll be looking into those things in detail. And we'll also cover the tattvas of these devatas as well. If you just look at these devata by the name, yeah, it is easy to understand how they represent the various Shruti, Srishti tattvas. Mula Durga as the base, as the root, represents the three gunas in proportions. Radha as Kama as the Icha energy. Lakshmi as the nourishing Shakti. Saraswati as the intelligence needed, that's the Jnanam, Jnana Shakti. Savitri as the sun or heat or Jnanam. Shashti Devi as the one who is responsible for reproduction. Okay, so for people who want children, that is the Kamya Prayogam is Shashti Devi. Okay, and she is also called Devasena. So this is the Devata that is prayed for having kids. Tulasi for Vrikshas, for plant kingdom. Okay, so the creation of plants, those living beings are done by this Tulasi Devi. Mandala Chandika, Mangala Chandika for establishing mandalas, the planets and seasons. So she is responsible for that. Manasa for establishing vasanas, and mind, ahankara, those things will come into play with Manasa Devi. Dakshina for establishing vidhis and actions. And Vasundhara for establishing all places. Vasundhara is basically Bhumi. Vasudha. So for establishing all places to live in this world, that is also Jatam. But Jatam is also a living thing. So the earth is revolving. It is not just staying in one place. It is also breathing. Okay, so it is also a living thing. So anything that also gives itself, offers itself for other living beings to live upon them, that is Vasundhara. Okay, so there are so many worlds where other beings can live on them. So that is represented by Vasundhara Devi. And then Swaha is Agni and Vayu Sambandha. So if you see the Panjabhutas, Manas, Karmas, Srishti, Stiti, Samharam, Tirodhanam, Anugraham, everything is represented by these 13 Devatas itself. Each has a defined role to play in the Srishti and they are very much part of the Devi Mahatmyam hierarchy. Now you might be wondering, where would we integrate these Devatas in our next year puja? Devi Mahatmyam does not talk about these separately and they are all considered within Mahamaya itself. But you can still argue that they aren't all those all Devatas that like Mahakali and Mithunas and Avadurgas within Mahamaya also. So the best option would be either to do the Avahanam of two sets of Devatas in the same Kalasham or Pratyaksha entity, so that we maintain the script that is given in Devimahatmya Rahasya. And at the same time, we also include the other devatas, that is the details that is given. So it's a newly obtained knowledge for you all, right? So we can include that also in which is given in the Brahma Virtu Vaivarti Puranam. And we go into the finer details of Mahamaya there. So we can do that. In the when we see the Navadurgas, we can do the Avahanam of two devatas in one deva, one kalasam or one pratiksha entity. Okay. So with that introduction, so these are all the devatas that we are going to look into, how this nature is created, who is responsible for what section of this nature. And these 13 devatas, we will go into so much of details. Okay. Today, we'll just look into one devata. I cannot complete that one devata itself because I have only 8 minutes left. So we'll only look into half of what the Mooladurga representation dimension. Okay. Mooladurga represents the Prakriti at its root form with all the gunas in proportion. She is the Adhishtatri, the foundation, the base coat. She is the Vishnumaya. All other manifestations will happen upon her. So we'll look into the Moola Vidya Upasana Vidhi. Okay. In the 64th Adhyayam of Prakriti Khandam, Narayana reveals the secret of how Surata did the penance to become the Manu. It's coming there, okay, in Brahma Vairirti Puranam. In this 63rd chapter, the secret on how, what, see, in Devi Mahatmyam, in the 13th chapter, there is just one line. She came and they gave Jnanam to Vaishya and made the Rajas Savarni the Manu. That's it. Just one line comes and goes on. But here, there was like one big chapter on how Durga Chandi comes before Vaishya and then ask, there is a conversation between the Vaishya and Chandika. And they were discussing, so she was asking, what do you want? I'll give you this, I'll give you that. And she's like, what is the point? I don't want any of those things. I had enough wealth before. I enjoyed all those things. All I want is that Sayujyam. So I want to have that moksham. Give me that jnanam. And then, so she explains, that whole chapter is called the Jnana Kathanam chapter. So she explains that jnanam, what happens after death, how do you explain, get the jnanam and everything. So that's, I'll talk about this in the last session. I'm going to skip through that, but that is also there, the 63rd chapter, beautiful chapter. The 64th chapter, it talks about how this Raja, what he did to please Durga and get this, the Manupadam, okay? So that's where this whole Upasana Vidhi is given. Okay, so what he does at a very high level in giving, after performing the morning anushtanam, saucha vidhi, sandhya and snana vidhis, bhuta suddhis and then japa vidhis, Surata would begin doing the puja for Mooladurga. On the banks of what, where he's doing it, all these things are done in Pushkara Teertham, in Pushkar in Rajasthan. That's where this whole thing is happening. The Rishi Medhas is also in Pushkar. So that's where he gives this whole advice and upasana. Upadesam is all given to both Samadhi and Surata by Medhas Rishi in Pushkara Teertham. So he'd go and create the Pratima of Durga. On her right side, he will have another Pratima of Lakshmi. In the front of Durga, he'll perform Ghatasthapanam and invoke the following devatas first. Ganesha, Aditya, Agni, Vishnu, Shiva and Parvati. Then he would do the Avahanadi Mudras to the devatas and meditate upon Mooladurga. So the Dhyana Slokam of the Mooladurga, I'll be attaching a handout after this session, so you can check that. So that whole beautiful Dhyana Sloka is there. All Chandi Upasakas, you guys can chant it. And I'll be giving in both Sanskrit and Tamil, so you can use it. Those who are doing Chandi Avarnam or Chandi Puja separately, if you're doing a Chandi Avahanam or Dhyana Slokam for Chandi, you can use that. So that is the Dhyana Slokam that is used. But that was used by that Raja for doing the Upasana of Durga. Then he performs the Kalasa Stavanam, Shankar Stavanam, Patra Sadhanam, and then he does the Avahanam also. What mantra he uses for Avahanam is given, and I've also given that in the handout. Okay, then there is a Shodasa Upachara Puja that he does. I'll provide the Shodasa Upachara Vidhi and everything, the Mula Mantram, Anganyasam, Karanyasam, all those things in the next session for this Mooladurga, what he did. okay, and it's all given in the Puranam, okay, and this whole krama I will give in that in the next session. Then he does the Avarna Puja. First, Pratham Avarnam is the Mola Devata, Mola Durga Mola Mantram. Second is the Anga Devata. Third Avarnam is, there are eight Devatas. It's in the Ashtadalam Padmam. Ugrachanda, Prachanda, Chandogra, Chandanayika, Adichanda, Chamunda, Chandam, and Chandavati. So these are the eight Devatas, which will be in the third Avarnam. And then there are eight Bhairavas also in the third Avarnam. Mahabhairava, Samhara Bhairava, Asitanga Bhairava, Rudu Bhairava, Kala Bhairava, Krodha Bhairava, Dhamara Bhairava, Chanda, Chandra Chuda Bhairava. All these people, these are the eight Bhairavas along with these eight Chanda Devatas. And then they have the Navashaktis. Interestingly, they call these Ashtamatras as Navamatras as Navashaktis. Brahmani, Vaishnavi, Raudri, Maheshwari, Narasimhi, Varahi, Indrani, and Kartiki. Kaumari prays are calling Kartiki. Okay, and then there's a Turiya Avarnam, which is basically the Lokapalakas. They call them Shankaram, Kartikeyam, Suryam, Somam, Vanni, Vayu, Varunam, Vatu, and Vatukam. So they have these eight there. And then they also, he did the Chatushati Yogini Mandala Puja on a daily basis. Okay. And then there is a Dwadasa Nama Archana for Mola Durga. I'll provide this dotram also in the next session. It is this Puranam is extremely detailed in that. Even those 12 Namams, it goes into detail why this Nama was given to this Devata. Okay, and splits word by word. It's beautiful, even just for those 12 Namas. And there's a Shlokam for those 12 Namas, and then explanation of those 12 Namas, the meanings of those Namas also. And then I'll provide all those things in the next session. And then you do Deepam, Nevedyam. And then there is a Mola Durga Stotram. It's not a big stotram, it's a small stotram only. So he chants that Mola Durga Stotram, and the guru for the stotram is, the creator is Krishna himself. Narayana himself is the author of that. And then that is chanted every day. And after that, there is a Brahmanda Mohana Kavacham for Mola Durga. So that is also chanted on a daily basis. So this is what the Puja Paddhati for Mola Durga is. I explained the Mola Durga Tattvam here. Next session, I will go into detail on how the whole Mola Durga concept penetrates into each and everything that we relate in this whole universe. That is given in like pages and pages and pages. I could not type everything in one day. So there are like so many pages. So I was able to only type this Stotram, Kavacham, Dhyana Slokam today. I didn't have time. So, but I will try to do all those things in the next 1 week when I'm in Kashi next week. So I'll figure it out. I'll try to do that. But that's all beautiful. And it is just not the Slokam. The meaning of it, I have to explain the meaning and how detailed it has gone into this whole nature and everything, every possible entity that you relate with on a daily basis, it goes into the Shakti of that. It gives the name of the matter, name of the Shakti, and how she is integrated into that. And which Devata, the feminine and the masculine of all those entities that we see, it's given in that Shlokam. It goes, as I said, it goes pages and pages. That's how she is integrated and she's created. This whole nature is created. So that detail is given. Okay, so we'll talk about all those things. So as I said, I'll be in Kashi next week during Diwali. Diwali is a Devi Parva for us. I've talked about Devi Parvas in a different lecture. So I recommend you all to listen to that lecture and understand what you should be doing that day. Okay, so wish you all a safe and blissful Deepavali. Guru Mandala Ashirvadam to everyone. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara. Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Sri Guru Venamaha.
Namaskaram Guru.
Namaskaram Guruji.